I do believe that having an all-island lockdown is the only way that we can come out the other end and not have to lock down again with a proper contact tracing and testing procedure in place. I think that's the best hope we have of getting out of it, coming out the other side and ensuring that our economy and our citizens can open up their lives again.
One of the worrying things that came out of a meeting of the Assembly last week was confusion over whether or not the two COVID tracing apps on both sides of the border are compatible.
Yeah, and that's the problem with having two jurisdictions on the small island like ours. What we need to do now is get over that, and we need to make sure that we have a lockdown in force and in place on the whole island so that the ports then and the airports can be controlled afterwards. And I think then we can have this lockdown, have this short, sharp shock, come out the other end, and then open up the economy again, which is vitally important. If we don't do this, I'm afraid that we're looking at maybe 3 years of rolling lockdowns, and I don't think that's acceptable for anybody.
The big worry at the moment, of course, is the hospitals. The stark reality is, last night at 8 o'clock at Letterkenny University Hospital, 11 COVID-19 patients, one of them in critical care. The Sunday before, 2 COVID-19 patients in the same hospital, none in critical care. That's a huge leap.
Yeah, it is. It is. Are we going to wait till next week or the week after when there could be 40 or 50 patients? That's what we're facing into. And I think it's too late if we wait till that happens, and we'll have a lot longer lockdown and less effective as well. I think what we have to do is get a grip of it now, get it on an all-Ireland basis, and make sure that we come out the other end where we have a contact tracing system in place that we'll be able to work with and live with.